just ask yourself, what is one area where I'm frustrated with people right now, where I think they don't get it, they're not taking my help, or they don't know how to do these things?
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right. Here's what we're going to talk about today. Today, what we want to talk about is, and we need to figure out the title as we go along, a good title for this, but it's basically how as a founder or an authority figure, whatever it is, if you're an executive at the startup, if you're the founder, if you have any kind of authority over the people that you communicate with, having self-awareness on how your word is impacting people and how your word is measured differently, carries different weight, and has different impact, maybe than even you're aware of. And one of the reasons we brought this up in a prior episode we did about founder drive-bys, which is awesome. And we said, yes, let's talk about this in another podcast. And one of the reasons why I want to talk about this is that I struggle with this. And then I want to know how you think about this, and let's like unpack this topic together. One thing that's really difficult for me to figure out is, I have a challenge being completely self-aware of, is that my word weighs more in certain situations than other people's. And I'm not as careful about my word. So I'll say I might be hypocritical, or I might be cynical, or I might make a joke that my framework is we're all equal. So when I talk to people, it doesn't matter if you're the intern or not, we're equal. But we're not equal, and especially not to that intern, right? Like my joke about them and their life, or my critical comment, or my whatever it is that I say is not, they don't have the proper context to go, we're just all a bunch of friends working together. And another situation where this is coming up is I'll talk to people sometimes and they won't be as open to me as I'd like them to be. And you know, I'll prompt them and I'll ask, what can I do better? What's the problem? What's a challenge? And they won't tell me. And then I'll hear about it from somebody else, which typically pisses me off. Because I'm like, I had a conversation with you. Why didn't you just tell me? And then I hear consistently from the people that tell me, yeah, but he was just intimidated. And I go, intimidated by what?
By that.
By you. Yeah.
I saw your face. What you did.
Shut up. No, but they're like, you don't get that people are really fucking intimidated by you. You're an intimidating guy. I'm like, I'm the most friendly. Just talk to me honestly.
That's what you believe
about yourself. Yes, but it's not what people perceive of me. So this is a struggle that I have, that I see myself differently than others see myself. And I think that I do harm by that, although I don't mean harm by it, right? So what are your comments on this first?
He leans back, looks down, very introspectively, you know, searching for the right words.
I don't think you're making it enough about the other person.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk about it. All it boils down to. I think if you're, and I know you don't mean to, so it's just like, it's kind of back to like how I like to give advice, which is I'll get context. So if I just focus on understanding the situation, the person, the thing, and even wasting time doing that, then generally I'm able to lower the nervousness from the other person if that's what's happening, lower the authority I have, help them understand I'm just like them. That's basically what it boils down to. That's what I do.
All right. So that's fair. I'm trying to think about like, am I not spending enough time caring about them, where they're coming from? Yeah. That's probably a part of this. When it comes to vulnerability, I think I'm pretty good at that. Like, I'm not pretending to be
great. But they won't tell you. So vulnerability.
No, I'm saying many conversations, I'll try to make myself very vulnerable. Like, I will say, I don't know what we're fucking up. I'm not sure about things. I'm vulnerable.
Oh, this is easy. Okay, look.
There you go.
A lot of people have worked in environments where people will say that, but it won't mean that. And even if it's not working, they have relationships that are the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. So when you say it, if they don't know you or understand how you think about things, then they won't understand what you're saying. It's like you know, earlier you said, you know, you asked me when we started this podcast, you know, you said we were having coffee and you're like, oh, let's do this podcast. I'm like, and I was like, I'll do whatever you say.
Yeah.
Right. And you didn't believe me.
Yeah.
But we didn't know each other well enough. Because if you knew me, you'd be like, oh, that's a very positive signal. Because I don't say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So for me, yeah.
So that's what's happening. Right. Yeah. So I think, I feel like that's happening a lot. Like that's just what happens and you don't realize it. You're just not aware of just that context.
Yeah.
Right. I come in trying to be aware of that.
Yeah.
But not like in a, I'm actually not very, you won't hear me say those things.
Like what things?
Like any of the stuff you were saying where you're qualifying it or you're saying all these things that someone might not believe.
Yeah.
So I know this needs unpacking, but it's.
So I mean, I agree that, yeah. I mean, more than saying these things, you need to demonstrate them, right? So do you demonstrate vulnerability? Do you fail in front of people? When people are critical to you in front of other people, like these things will communicate more than you saying, I'm totally open for negative feedback. Like that's
one thing.
I don't
say that. But I make people feel like that.
Yes. But how do you do that other than just demonstrating it? Like when I've never worked for you and it's my first day and you're fucking heating, you know, boom, boom, man shot, right?
Sure.
See that, but that reaction is the problem. Sure. No. The facial expression I have right
actually,
now.
Actually, it's the solution.
No. Like, let's talk about
it. Let me point it out.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I mean.
Let me first tell people what the facial expression was.
Yeah.
They're not here.
Go for it.
It's a yeah, sure, fuck you. I'm not that important. I'm not that.
Yeah.
It's like pushing away the compliment or my praise or whatever I just did. All right. So why is that the solution? And I'll tell you a little bit why I thought that might be the problem.
For me, it's a solution because it. But that's only a solution if they start like that. Some people literally start like that. So then I give them that look that you just saw, and then they stop because I need them to stop thinking that.
Yes.
So if I don't believe it,
yes,
then they won't believe it. This is why I do that, and it's very deliberate when I do it. And it's partly like it's my natural reaction, right? It's like, okay, and?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what I want to say to them. I'm like, okay, I'm Heaton Shaw, and you are a human being too. What's your name? Right? But like, I basically get through all, so I try to cut through all that and be like, look, like, I usually don't